This is CliffCentral.com.
It is a rather rainy Monday afternoon here between 3 and 4. We are joining you on Cliff Central. And of course, the show that we are about to get into now is called Inspired Youth. All about engaging with adult listeners, professionals, educators and influencers, and kind of allowing the youth of South Africa and Africa as a whole to share their visions, their thoughts, their insights, their wants, needs and demands for a prosperous new year ahead of us. Of course, starting off the new year now and moving very quickly into February, I find myself sitting here with two wonderful and very talented and very beautiful guests at the same time. Lihle Nkosli.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And Candace Modiseli.
Yes, that is I.
That is I. Okay, there we go. So the show today, we're going to be talking about all about the future of our country. And these two superstars are going to be showcasing exactly what they have done in the past, what they are doing right now, and what they're going to be doing in the near future. So to all the youngsters listening out there, if you would like to live the lavish lifestyle and be an influencer in the TV, radio and digital platforms, I suggest you listen up and you listen in, because we are going to get quite intricate here. So ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so we always kind of bounce things around here. We have a whole lot of fun and it's very informal, and I'm going to ask you some very odd questions just now, so don't worry about that. But in the meantime, Lihle, will you just introduce yourself as to how best people would recognize you? I've got your bio in front of me, but how do you see yourself?
Well, Lihle is a 20-year-old law student. I go to Uvarsity College, but I'm studying through the University of Free State. And I am a model, TV presenter, I am part of Youth Parliament, and I'm a brand influencer.
Okay. So, yeah. What brands do you work with?
I work with a lot of brands. I recently did a shoot for Infinity from YDE, and I am a brand ambassador for a hair brand called Dolce Looks and for Kosi Nkosi.
Okay, okay. So then just wrapping that up, on the TV and radio side of things, where would people have seen you, or where would they find you?
They would have seen me on different shows last year, because I started doing a course with OnQ Interface.
Uh-huh.
So immediately when I finished, then I started guest presenting. So I've been guest presenting on Yo TV, Selly Matunzi, and a few other programs, yeah.
Okay, okay, fantastic. Candace, how about you?
Oh, gee. A few things. So if I were to describe myself, multifaceted artist and entertainer. Wits graduate. So I graduated recently in my honors in dramatic arts, but I majored in choreography, physical theater, and art management and advanced marketing. As far as the things that I've done, there are a number of short films that I've done, as well as currently on Generations The Legacy, playing the character of Lerato, also on Yo TV Live as a television presenter, a radio host on Massive Metro, and also a lecturer at OnQ Interface School of Television and Radio.
So between you two, I can see there's clearly not a lot of spare free time that goes around.
I mean, if it's spare free time, we're here chatting to you. So essentially, we don't like the free time. I think everyone does, but you know, your dreams will only work as hard as you do.
Right, right. So sleeping and eating, kind of, that needs to fit into the work parameting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I see, I see. Okay, so we've got two very talented young ladies here, and certainly making a name for themselves. And again, I think a lot of our people out there do like to know how to get involved with it. You know, people always looking at the new word of being an influencer, and what does it take to be an influencer? You know, is it just the TV, the radio, the celebrity status? How do you become an influencer?
I'd say you become an influencer by, firstly, you need to have a brand, like, as yourself. You need to brand yourself. So I think it comes from a lot of things, from what you do and where, which events you go to, like in terms of branding, and your social media.
Right.
So I think that's, it all works hand in hand.
Okay, so it's about identifying a brand, identifying something that you stand for, and then becoming obviously the best at it that you possibly can, and then sharing it on various platforms.
Correct.
How important is it, Candace, to make sure that you attend those events and are, you know, dressed well and looking good, and I mean, how important is that whole, let's say, reputation or whole identifying of your brand?
Yeah.
Especially at first.
I think essentially one thing we need to understand is that your net worth is only as strong as your network. So more than anything, attending these events isn't essentially about you looking glamorous or anything, but also being able to engage with a multi, a huge variety of people
mm-hmm.
who you can create a very strong network with.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for me personally, if I go to events, it's not about red carpet glamour and the fun of it all, but it's always very strategic.
Right.
But not that I'm not one to have fun. I definitely am. But going to these events also, it's very important for you to package yourself in certain ways that you are also a brand and a product that is marketable.
Yeah.
Because your first appearance and your last appearance are very, they're very part and parcel in how you'll be remembered and the kind of impression that you'll make and how brands can associate themselves with you, because you're a brand and people want to partner with people to create products.
Yes. Okay, I see. This is getting exciting already. Okay, so ladies, you're both very multifaceted, and one of the things that I loved about your biographies I've seen here is you both certainly went a long way in the education side of things.
Yes.
You know, you didn't jump out of school, you both certainly went a long way. So, Lucille, tell me a little bit more about your understanding of the importance of education, be it knowledge, be it being streetwise, be it whatever it is, the whole knowledge is power side of things. Mm-hmm. It resonates with a lot of people. It also, there's a lot of youngsters that sit there and go, oh, I know everything. I don't need to learn anymore. I know it all already. So what is your take on the importance of
education?
Education, yeah.
I'd say the importance of education lies in, we actually, especially when you are in, like, you learn a lot in high school, but in order for you to actually, not to say make a basic living, but for you to understand how to attack certain life issues, you actually learn that in school. It's not about, yes, I'm studying law, but most of it is usually like life lessons. So it's stuff that you'll, like, for example, even if it's criminal law, we learn about stuff that I'll need to know about accounting, stuff that I'll need to know about how to do a budget, how to, so it's more about life lessons. And I think education really takes you far in terms of knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you a better understanding of life and how to approach certain things. And yeah, it also gives you a benefit if you are well educated in the, in terms of life, because yeah, people like educated people.
It just helps in every manner, doesn't it?
That they definitely do. Yeah.
Can I just add on to that?
Well, also being cognizant of the fact that I'm a lecturer, now I'm with the other side of the spectrum. Education is extremely important because it helps you really understand and really respect the fundamentals of the craft. So for me as an actress, I mean, a lot of us go into the institution and assume I'm going to be the next Oscar-winning actress.
Of course.
Which, of course, you're allowed to live those dreams out. But then, looking at how our industry is shaped and structured,
mm-hmm.
you need to know then that it's more than just being an actress, but being a product and being a business. So that's exactly why I decided to also partner up with my second major, which was art management and advanced marketing. So that is how to actually run a company. Simple things like being able to invoice, things like being able to create a CV, aren't things that you're going to be taught in life orientation, no. But I was taught those in my second major. And I'm doing the very same thing in what I lecture, that it's not about creating better presenters, but creating better people.
Right.
So when you get to shape yourself, create a better self-esteem, create better self-awareness, or really establish yourself in your identity, then you can actually make better, more calculated decisions on the craft that you want to follow, if it's really for you, if you really respect it, and if you have the passion to create longevity in that space.
I love it. Jeez, I wish I could bottle that up and sell it. That sounds fantastic. Eh? We've got a winning formula.
Yeah.
Okay, so the theme and the topic for today's chat is all about the future of the country.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can take that in any way that you feel. Obviously, the show is called Inspired Youth. And to anyone out there who would like to engage with us, the hashtag is InspiredYouthSA. Otherwise, tweet us at InspiredYouthSA, Cliff Central. Remember to add all those guys in. And please do feel free to ask any questions or any comments or anything like that. But what we're talking about today is all about the future of the country. Where do we stand? You know, what is the future of the country? If we're looking at, you know, I mean, we don't like to talk too much about the political standpoint because it's the number one way to get anyone aggravated, all right?
Very true.
And the religious side and this and that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the people. And therefore, it really comes down to the youth. So what are some of the things that we think are very important to best safeguard and look after the future of the country?
For the youth to look after the future of the country?
Yeah. What can they be focusing on? What are some of the things that need to be covered, need to be discussed, need to be taught?
I think firstly the problems, because I've realized that Most of the time, the youth aren't the people that are trying to solve the problems. You always give it to the older people, like the older generation. And I feel like there's a lack there because they don't see the problems of the youth as big as the problems of the rest. Yeah, like of old people. So I think...
No offense to any old people out there.
Not old people, but I feel like they would always take, for example, let's say there's a university problem. They will, and there is a... Okay, water problem? Okay, water is... Okay, not water. But, like, I feel like youth issues are always, like, put, like, just... Yeah. They swept away. Like, no one takes, like... No one pays attention to it. So, I think that the youth can actually... We should start doing our own thing and actually starting making our own initiatives to solve our own problems and take, you know, do events. Like, for example, my friend and I, Retail Itoko, we started an events company, which is basically for the entertainment industry, because we felt there was a gap there in terms of there aren't a lot of opportunities for you to be scouted. Like when you, for example, want to go to an agency, you want to be signed, and you don't really know what the entertainment industry is about. So we decided, why not have what we want for ourselves, and we do that for everyone. So we decided to start an events company, which basically we brought in scouts, we brought in TV presenters, actresses, models, and they basically inspired the youth, and they told them the ins and outs, how you do it. And there was actually scouts that actually gave some of the people opportunities. So I feel like we need to do more of that. The youth needs to start, we need to help ourselves. Like, who best represent us than ourselves? That's what I think. So I think we should start doing everything for ourselves, by ourselves, because anyway, the future belongs to us. And if we don't take the first step, then...
Then who's going to?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I like that a lot. So, I mean, Candace, then on the skills and things that we're teaching, okay, so, I mean, the normal things that are learnt in school, or taught in school, not necessarily always learnt, but certainly taught, is the maths, science, English, biography, PE. Okay, now straight away you've got a funny, interesting look on your face. It's like,
it's funny because we have this conversation all the time.
Yeah. So what's more important? Where are we going? What are life skills? What are the skills that the youth of today need to prepare themselves for the world of tomorrow?
What scares me the most is that we are training young people to work for other people. So essentially, So we are educating employees and not employers. So when you're leaving school, the assumption is that I'm going to be an accountant working at a firm. I'm going to be a teacher working at a school.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a lawyer working in whatever space you're in.
Yeah.
And what I'm starting to see now from my observations, especially working with the youth a lot, is that we are starting to inspire entrepreneurial spirit in young people.
Yes.
And I'm hoping it will continue.
Yes.
So this needs to start being, because I mean, young people are only into one of two spaces. It's either you're at school or you're at home. And a lot of the time, these conversations are not happening in either space.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, and where we're gearing towards now, that we start to now create self-employed individuals. Because in all truth, the best employment is self-employment.
Yeah.
It's as difficult as it is, when it is successful, it's absolutely brilliant. So if we can start creating that, if we can start creating entrepreneurship as a skill and start looking at how I can be my best worker, how I can be my best employer, and how I can create jobs for other people, then we are moving into a very, very brilliant space. Because unemployment is one of the hugest, in fact, it is the biggest social ill that we have, because it infiltrates every other space. It creates impoverished minds, impoverished lifestyles. It is a killer of our economy. But if we can look at that and how we can start at the foundation of having young people creating their own jobs and jobs for other people, then that is one remedy for the social ill that still exists now.
Well, that's it. I mean, unemployment and the resulting, as you say, poverty, crime, etc., that comes
immense.
From it.
It's immense.
It is. It's the biggest problems that we face at the moment. And that obviously comes from the education side of things. And I mean, I liked what you touched on just now is we've always got a saying that if you don't have a goal, you're going to end up working for someone who does have a goal.
Yeah.
Your
very
boss
true.
Has a goal. To anyone listening there, your boss certainly has a goal. So get yourself a goal
true.
And find out what it is. Yeah. And the third thing that I enjoyed that you said there, Candace, was that, you know, when you train people entrepreneurial thinking, they also get a sense of intrapreneurial thinking, which means that even if you are trained as an entrepreneur, if you do work within a company, you can at least have some ideas, some solutions to some problems, because you start thinking within, you know, and it's about obviously getting people to learn about these things.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. Now, what we do a lot of, and again, to anyone out there, on Inspired Youth, it's obviously hosted by a company called Pride Factor, and we run large-scale motivational workshops, radio, TV, and online academies aimed at teenagers and young adults, teaching them life skills. So it's all these kind of things of how to put together a CV, understanding what job readiness is, understanding that what you post on social media is out for the world to see. Having a bit of respect on that, you seem like you wanted to say something.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm just saying, yes, I echo that.
Have a little bit of respect when you put things out there. Set your goals, have your plans, understand what your brand and your image is, how to start a small business. Mm-hmm. And these little lessons that we're finding that a lot of teenagers and young adults, if you separated them, you know, 15 to 19 being teenagers and 19 to 35 being young adults, this is what a lot of people are looking for. Do you find that?
Yes.
Yeah?
I do.
I mean, it is. It's that entrepreneurial kind of nature. You know, this is where the country's going at the moment, isn't
Definitely.
It? And I think that's a major...
That's a great thing.
A major thing that's the an importance on the future of the country. Okay. So, next, how do we work on this? What else can we do, or what else can you do, or what else can anyone listening do to make sure that we are inspiring, motivating, and guiding teenagers and young adults of the country to look at things that... Show them a little bit of responsibility. Show them that, yes, the world might be, or the elders, as you say, the old people out there, might be handing them down something, handing them down a world that might be a little bit broken. Mm-hmm. What can these youngsters do to make sure that they are involved and they have the right mindset to take in this information and obviously act upon it?
I think there's a lot of initiatives and events going on, but people don't really attend it because they would rather go to... an event where they're going to have fun then listen to someone inspire them. And I think that's the problem. We need to first deal with their mindset and what how they're thinking. And the sad part is we actually don't learn about those kind of things at school. You have to kind of like learn them yourself. We do learn a lot about how to tackle life issues.
Yep.
But no one really teaches you about the importance of things like networking. And there are so many events and things happening out there. But you mostly find that like young people aren't interested in that. They're interested in like things like going out to see a concert rather than going out to be inspired. So I think there are initiatives, there are events. We just need to start as young people motivating each other and sitting around in tables and discussing networking ideas and stuff like that and going to these events together. And I think then that will be better because the things are there already. So I think just go there and... Take that step.
Candace, I mean, your thoughts on getting youngsters to have that kind of mindset of, you know, guys, it's up to you, you know, like we may have done this, the world might be like it is, but get off your ass and focus
and do something.
And do something about it. Now, how do you instill that mindset?
It actually reminds me of a conversation that we had with Ashraf Garda when he was on the show. And we were speaking about champion people, creating champion people to create a champion nation. And the best place to start is with your youth, of course.
Yes.
But what needs to happen now is that those people that are privileged in positions of knowing better, doing better, having better opportunities with better knowledge should be the ones that are passing it down.
Yes.
Because my issue now, especially where the entertainment industry is concerned, I know whatever demons we're dealing with or whatever difficulties were coming along. And for that, that is exactly why I teach, because I know that there's certain things and knowledge that I can pass down so that the younger people don't have to go through what I have to go through.
Yes.
But there's this idea of paying your dues.
Right.
We believe that everyone needs to pay their dues. we're in a privileged position so that we can allow the people that follow us to not have to do things like pay their dues. But going back to your question specifically, mm-hmm. we need to speak the language that the youth are speaking. There's no point in us speaking in circles when they understand squares.
Yeah.
We need to now do our market research. If you, for example, if I were to now start a foundation that looks at maybe something similar to what you guys do and also help in enriching basic skills.
Yeah.
Things that are basic as creating a CV. It is basic, but it's not accessible. If I were to create that, I need to go to what is my market doing?
Yeah.
How does my market engage? Where are they engaging? And how exactly can I infiltrate that space so that I can approach them and they can approach me and feel safe in that space?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much about it being fun anymore as well. I mean, fun will come and they eventually will realize the practical nature of it, opposed to it being more fun than anything. When we now highlight the importance of these things, that with in a language they understand, mm-hmm. it could be through music, it could be through the arts, it could be through sports, but speak in the language that they understand and they will come. Eventually they will.
There's, yes, I like that. I think there is. I mean, a lot of like, we do a lot of online training and it comes to reward based. You know, you take on the task, you upload it onto social media, and you may win some data or some airtime or some food vouchers or clothing or whatever it is. And we send it to them electronically. So it's incentivized based learning, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's also obviously this huge element of entitlement. Of
absolutely.
give me, I don't want to do anything, I'm not going to do anything, and you owe it to me. What do you do about that?
What do you do about that? You know, it reminds me of something we learned in marketing where we're just like, there's two rules that people really love. So one of their favorite sounds is the sound of their own name. So if it feels like it's individualized, then, you know, they feel important. And the entitlement is still a thing. But entitlement can kind of be diluted when they feel like they're part of a community.
Right.
So it's not so much about how can the me gain something, but how can we build stronger networks, or how can we do something impactful so that we as a common group create a common goal. So then it's not so much, the entitlement now tends to wither away a bit, because if you were to say, listen, we're having groups, we're having teams where you can have a business idea and the best business will win.
Mm.
So now it's about, the shift is not now, how can I be the star of the group, but how can we as this group create a better business that could get us 100,000 rand?
Yeah, yeah.
So that then tends to create more sense of involvement, I'd like to believe.
Yes.
That's been a strategy.
I think
that's
that is
worked.
It. We'd all love to believe some of these
I'd
things,
love to believe that.
But it's not always that easy,
so
is it?
You know, 17-year-olds are still out here wanting to go to concerts and be popular and whatever. But they are the fine few that we can try and reach.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
only try.
It's about that adaptability. And obviously, as you said, like having that mindset. I mean, the kind of content that we're talking about, guys, is... it's motivational, it's inspiring, it's guiding, it's mentoring, all that. But it's not aimed at everyone. It's not for every single person. You know, not everyone wants to do it. And that's fine. But we are talking to those of you out there that are listening and that do want a little bit of change or do want to improve your life skills, with the understanding that, well, as they say, you get one shot at life. One, you know, according to any race, religion, belief system like that, we can only prove that you live once.
Mm-hmm.
So surely you should be running towards your wildest dream like a man on fire, you know, like, and if you're not
relentlessly,
exactly, going towards it, at least, and it's not going to be fun and games and happiness and excitement all day, every day. But if you have got something that you're working towards as a goal and that's got a reward at the end of it, surely we're all winning.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk more about you. Look, how did it all, again, I've got your bio in front of me here, which is just so impressive. How did it all begin for you? When did you have that thought or that decision that it's like, right, I want to be a person of influence. I want to step in front of the limelight. I'm going to get the confidence to do the TV, the radio, the skills, the on-set, the early mornings, the late nights, the countless door knocking objectives where you just get that no, yes, maybe that, no. Where did it all come from for you?
I think for me, it all came from pageants, because when I was young, my mom actually forced me to join pageants because I didn't have a lot of confidence.
Okay, now how old when you say young?
I was in grade 8.
In grade 8.
So in grade 8, I started modeling with an academy called Blush Models. And then I think the one thing that made me actually believe in myself was winning Miss Mpumalanga Teen. So that like changed my life completely. I had to now start being involved in community service. It was my first experience with radio, TV interviews and everything. So I think that's where it started, where I was like, okay, this is something I'd want to do. But I've always had a passion for law. So I did modeling until grade 10 and then I moved. So I couldn't do it anymore because I changed towns. I moved to White River. Mm-hmm. And when I got to White River, I think it was just focusing on school. And then when I came here first year, I was actually looking for
here being
part-time
Johannesburg.
Yeah. So when I came to Johannesburg in first year, which was I think 2 years ago, I was looking for a part-time job. So in December, I wanted a job for first year and I found there was an audition for TV presenters. I was like, okay, might as well try this because it's something that I didn't really want to, it's something that I've never thought of doing. So it just, there was the opportunity. It was an online TV program. They were paying me a few bucks. So I was like, okay, I'm doing law, might as well earn a few.
Yeah.
So I then entered the competition. Luckily, I won. And I realized that actually.
So you entered and you won. I like the way you just kind of like controlled like, it completely. Oh, yeah, I want to enter and I won. So you entered and you won.
Yes. That's it was really cool. That was the first audition I've done. I spent, I think, the whole month looking at interviews on Top Billing, on everything, like how people actually act and behave when it comes to TV presenting. And then I heard there is On Cue Interface, mm-hmm. which was the Bonang Mateba presenting class, where it was like trending on Twitter. And I was like, actually, why not join this? Which was in April. And I think from April then, everything, that's when I started doing more like TV work and modeling work. Well, modeling has always been a thing, but like the things just, I got more opportunities through that. And yeah, so basically only 6 months in the industry, and I'd say there's still a long way to go, but I'm enjoying what's happening right now.
6 months in the industry. This is ridiculous. Really? You're doing all these things already. That's fantastic. Well, I mean, that goes to show that anyone out there can obviously get involved. So 6 months going strong. We're going to get into the goals and ambitions coming up. So we're going to be carrying on just after a little music break now. We're just going to chat to Candace about her story. Don't go away.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Oh, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed, and welcome back. We are on air with the Inspired Youth SA. My name's Dean Boerter. I run a company called Pride Factor, and it's all about inspiring, guiding, and mentoring teenagers and young adults to live, well, to live the best life possible. Understanding that you only ever get one shot at life, so why are we not all trying to at least achieve our dreams and live the most fulfilling life possible? Joining me on air is Lichle Nkosi. Hi again, Lichle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been fun so far. We've got more to go. And of course, Candace Modisele.
Woohoo! Yes,
I'm,
yes.
I'm getting there. I'm
you
getting
got
there.
It 100%. Well done.
It's fine. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so Candace, what it is that we want to go through now is how did your... Very impressive, both of you. How did your lifestyle come about? The TV, the radio, the lecturing, the education, that I could go on for days here, but I'd rather you do it. When did it all start? What was that mind frame that you went through? Was there someone that directed you? What is your story?
I truly like to believe that the arts chose me. So it wasn't as if it was a calculated risk or an idea and an epiphany. It is something that was always ingrained in who I was. So my personality has always been extremely bubbly, always extroverted, and for lack of a better term, the life of the party. So it was probably in primary school, in little school plays that I would star in, or the little choir where you get that lovely lead. And at the time, I just knew that I was doing what I loved, but I never knew there was a lucrative career in it, or any form of longevity, or if you could get a job in this, because you'd see it and it always seemed so distant. So you'd watch your generations growing up, or I was a huge lover of Friends and Will and Grace.
Ooh, yeah, me too.
I know, very
love
strange.
Love those two shows, actually.
I love them.
I should watch more Will and Grace.
No, I think I should too. I miss that show. But you see, having grown up watching just a range of shows, it just seemed like a very distant world and a very fictional space. So then I went to high school, and I knew that I actually wanted to go to the National School of the Arts because I'd always wanted to do drama and take it more seriously. But at the time that the time I wanted to apply was a tad too late, and I'd already been accepted to another school. Mm-hmm. So I went to Macaulay House, and God willing, in 2010, when I was choosing my subjects for grade 10, they introduced drama to the school. And then that's when I met Azira Courtenay, who was my teacher at the time, still a very good mentor of mine and a good friend. And the love for art and the love for drama just really started to bloom and to flourish from that moment. Would be in school plays, would win your Oscars, because we had those little Oscar competitions. So I'd win those, and then I took it a lot more seriously when I did a competition called Dalro, Act in Dalro, the Art Scholarship Funding Performance. So there were hundreds and hundreds, I think thousands, in fact, the thousands of entries all over the country, and I was in top six. And then we had a huge showcase at the UJ Arts Center, and from that moment, that's when I realized, and it was the final nail in the coffin, that this is my passion, this is what I want to do, and I will do absolutely nothing else. I will spend the rest of my life being an artist. And then went to Wits, did auditioned for a few things here and there, did a few theatre productions at Wits. So if I look at the span of my acting career from my school plays until now, it's been around 13 years.
Right.
But looking at really professionally, it's been Your Generations for the past year, YoTV for the past 2 years, lecturing for the past year as well, radio for the past 2 months. So a lot of things have been happening, but it's been an amazing journey. The writing is still there. The poetry I'll get back into at some point, but I'm still dabbling here and there. But it's been a long journey thus far, but I still think I'm only at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes quite a whirlwind, doesn't it?
I mean, it does.
You
it
listing
does.
All those things there. I mean, that sounds like quite a whirlwind. But that goes for both of you.
Yeah,
a couple of months or years into the whole thing.
Mm.
It really, when it gets you, it gets you
it
good.
It really does. It really does. It does.
Okay, so let's have some fun with some questions. Clearly, we'll start with you. Let's just start at the beginning. What would you say is the most used app that you use on your phone?
WhatsApp and Instagram.
WhatsApp and Instagram, yeah. Candace?
I don't count WhatsApp as an app. I just think it's an extension of SMSs. So I would say Twitter.
Twitter?
Yes, I live on it. It's terrible.
All right, cool. Let's do that again. So how about tell us something about yourself that perhaps not a lot of people know? You don't need to get embarrassing or anything like that. What's something that possibly no one really knows about you that does define you?
I am actually an introverted extrovert. I don't know. That's actually what we found out when we were doing like tests at school as well.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. I don't know. I enjoy my space alone, but I also enjoy people at the same time. But there always has to be like a limit between the two.
Okay.
I'm like loud, but not loud. I don't know. It's like I'm half-half.
Half-half.
Yeah.
All right. Half-half will do. Candace, how about you?
Oh, gee. This one always gets me. Contrary to popular belief, and I think it's something like Lisa said, that I used to be, I don't want to call it a loner.
Yeah.
Because that would make me sound like a sad story. But I used to, during breaks in primary school, I would sit in the classroom and read the dictionary.
You little bookworm.
I was such a bookworm. And not like, not novels. No, not novels. The Oxford Dictionary. And I would teach my teacher's words. I'd say things like, I abhor that. It's like, what? Child, you're 8. Why don't you just say you dislike things? So I was always I'm a wordsmith. Wordsworth? That one.
Wordsmith. Yeah, Wordsworth is the company. Wordsmith is the slogan that you would use there.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like that a lot. Leclerc, back over to you. Where are you going to be in 5 years from now? Where is that star shooting towards? Not where do you want to be. Where are you going to be in 5 years from now? Say that there is no backup plan. There's only one route, one path forward, and that's the one that you're destined to follow. Where does it lead you to in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself as an entertainment lawyer, firstly, because that's like my number one passion. And I see myself owning an agency, a modeling agency, which is where our company R&L Productions is, like, that's like the future goal. Like, that's where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And I see myself as, I don't know, I want to host my own talk show. So hopefully in the next 5 to 10 years, because I mean, I just started. I hope, yeah, that's where it leads me. Those three things.
Love it.
Oh, wow. In 5 years.
Come on, you've had time to think about this.
I have had time. In 5 years, I will probably be running my own institution on art and entertainment. Mm-hmm. So training. I will still be a motivational speaker. I will still be a radio host. Mm-hmm. I will still be a television presenter. I will probably be writing, producing, and directing my own television. Mm-hmm. I will be back in theatre, writing, directing, and performing in my own theatre, as well as theatre for everyone else.
Love it.
I'll be married.
You'll be married. Have you met so-called husband yet?
I have not.
You haven't.
So I have just, not.
But that's.
I don't think so.
On the cards.
But he must surprise me. But I'm assuming that's where I'll be in the next.
Listen up, gentlemen.
Listen up and listen close.
Okay, so Candace, over to you now.
Yes.
Tell us about a missed opportunity.
A missed opportunity.
Is there something that you ever feel that was something that you missed out on, or something that you would have liked to have done and might go and revisit it again? Is there any?
Absolutely.
I like the way that you're shaking your head at this.
Absolutely not. As someone that's very spiritual, I think everything in my life has been very deliberate. All the seeds have been planted such that I am where I am because of the opportunities that I achieved, not the ones that I missed. So my journey is a product of the things that I've done and not the things that I haven't. Hence, I have no regrets and I have no missed opportunities.
Sure. Okay. Let's see everyone in the studio just turn their head around there. Leclerc, anything that you feel that you've missed out on at all?
I don't think I've missed out on anything. I feel like what's destined to be mine will eventually be mine, and what's not will never be. So it's like what she said. I don't think there's anything that I missed that is supposed to be mine. Whatever I've missed was never supposed to be mine. It was just...
Okay.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. All right. Very nice. Very nice.
It's something you had to go through. I feel like sometimes you have to go through certain things to find your final place where you belong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like whatever I've missed is not where I belong. Mm-hmm. And God always has a great plan.
Ooh, well played. Okay. So then let's talk about passion or your purpose, things like that. If you were told today that you have tomorrow off, is absolutely nothing on your schedule to do tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day and you've got the entire day to yourself to do something that you like. Candace, what is that day going to consist of?
Ooh. So tomorrow will be a Tuesday.
No.
It could be any day. Completely
it's
off.
It's just you have nothing on the cards
How
whatsoever.
Much money do I have to do this? You've got to tell me what my budget is. If I don't have a budget, I'm doing whatever my mom wants to do. So she's calling in sick. It's fine. We'll feign the sick notes. We'll do something. But I'm spending it with my family. And that for me is a no-brainer.
Love it. Okay. Very, very nice. How about you? Okay, where are you going? If you've got nothing, there's nothing on the cards at all. You can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Honestly, for me, it would be sleeping. Like, I love my sleep. Like, honestly, I don't want to lie.
I know you
like,
got off the plane I'd about the 3 hours day. Ago, didn't you?
Literally, I got off the plane and I was sleeping for the 2 hours. I came back, I dropped my bag, then I came here.
Came back from Cape Town, very thirsty and Okay, so you'd
so
be
I
sleeping.
I have my water here.
You'd be sleeping.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'd be doing.
Very nice. I like that. I like that. Okay, so then back to you then, Leclerc. What is, tell us something that's very interesting about you. What do you find something that's, a very interesting fact?
About me, I think it would be about my beliefs. I believe in the law of attraction, which I think has influenced everything I do in a very big way, in terms of thinking, in terms of how I act, in terms of the things I do. Mm-hmm. I think the law of attraction is the one thing that I feel everyone should actually believe in. And I'm so grateful that my friend gave me the secret when I was in grade 10. Because I think ever since I read that book, like, nothing has been the same.
That's very interesting. That book really was interesting.
Yeah.
Candace, interesting fact.
Shout out to Jack Canfield. That was a lovely book. Interesting fact. I speak in many different accents for no reason.
Okay.
I think when you become your own best friend from reading the dictionary so many times, you kind of embody different accents, and that's probably
is it accents, or is it actually personas identities?
If it's personas and identities, then it's schizophrenia, and that's the problem.
This is what I'm asking.
That is the issue. But no, sometimes, you know, you want to talk in a different accent, and you do, so you just tend to take it there, and you don't know why, but you now sound different, and you have no idea. So my friends deal with like 5 different Candaces in like 1 hour. It's very, very weird.
Well, that is something interesting. I like that a lot. Okay, and then one last question. What's a lesson that you feel that you've learned recently? What is something that you've taken from, or something that has happened to you that you feel that you have certainly learned something from it and are going to adapt it and use it for life here on in? Clear, what's something you've learned?
I think it was actually this past weekend, and it's, I don't know, for me, like before when I went to events, mm-hmm. I always had this thing of, there's like this distance between the people at the event, because I'm like, okay, I shouldn't be talking to this person because they're not here for that, like they're here to have fun. Mm-hmm. So this weekend at the SunMate, I actually spoke to someone, and it really changed how I see, I told myself, I think 5 times, I'm like, just do it. Just go. And then I finally went. So I think don't be afraid. That's the one thing that, like, don't fear rejection. That's the one thing I learned this weekend. And I think it changed everything because of the conversation we had, even exchange numbers, and the power of networking is, yeah, it's really, it's something we all need.
Fantastic.
Very important. A few things, but I'll just narrow it down to one. And it's one thing that my mom said. I mean, you know, as families, we go through things all the time. But she, at the end of a very long, difficult day, she just said to my sisters and I, she said, "Get up, all is well, let's go." Those are 7 words for me that I think I will use anywhere and everywhere that I go, that it's get up, all is well, let's go. And in the simple term, it's just keep moving. Start where you are. Start with fear. Start with doubt. Mm-hmm. Start with confusion. But all you have to do is start and keep moving.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's nice and neat and clean, but very, very accurate and precise. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's one more question that will go on to that. Mm-hmm. As this is obviously Inspired Youth, and it's all about the youngsters and the future of the world and the future of tomorrow, at least, is, if you had a message to your younger self, not necessarily to the youth at large at the moment, but to your younger self, something that you could tell yourself when you were 12, 13, 14, 15, that would have enhanced the productivity and outcome in your life, Lucille, what do you think that lesson would have been?
Okay, so to my 13-year-old self, I'd say, don't care what anyone else thinks of you or what they think about your dream. Just follow your heart, follow your passion, what you want to do, and always believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, and like follow them, and don't be afraid of failure. And actually, you're never too young. That's like one line that I use on like all the time.
You're never
too young.
I believe
you're never too young. Yeah.
I think with the information age available to us now, and how much content we can actually get from the likes of phones, laptops, iPads. Sometimes you are too young. Yes, yes.
No, I mean, you're never like too young to actually go for your dream.
No, absolutely. Yes.
Candace, same thing. Message to your younger self.
Message to my younger self. Relax. Relax. That would be one thing. But also, no, it definitely would be relax.
Okay.
But in the words of Kendrick Lamar, if God got us, then we gonna be all right. So it would just be like, listen, God got you. You just put whatever fears that you have in his hands. Sometimes things aren't going to be in your control, and that's okay. Relax.
I feel better already.
So you go, sure. So you're lying on a couch.
I'm worried about traffic. Now I'm like, nah, whatever. Relax. It's going to be fine. I've got my Jeep. I'm all right. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we love it. Okay, so then moving ahead, let's take a look at the rest of the year specifically. It's obviously the kickstart to 2018. I think a lot of people out there are feeling like January's done. We are done with January already.
Yeah.
There's only 11 pieces left, you know. But January, I always think that the first 10 days are still lazy time. And then the next 3 weeks, everyone tries and gets like 6 months of work done. Mm-hmm. Have you realized that? Have you ever realized that you come out of the gates?
And you're like, what? When? What?
Yeah.
What happened?
And then it is, like you say, kind of relax a little bit, you know, maybe take some time off. Then work Saturday and Sunday. What's in the cards? Where can people find you? Where can people expect to see you? What's going on with you, Leclerc, over 2018? Things that are confirmed and things that are more than likely in the process of happening.
Oh, well, in 2018, I'd say the first one is you guys can actually come to a very great event, which is being hosted by ZRF Media. It's called the Networking Sessions. Mm-hmm. And the Forbes 30 under 30 honorees will be there, and they'll be giving you like advice, how to network. They'll be helping you with things like how to start a business, how to get funding, and things like that. And I'm the host of that, so that's the first thing. And then I'm also going to Lagos. I've been asked to host a show there in February as well. And I'm working on something really great, which I'm excited about, which is like everyone will know about it in April.
Can you tell us anything, any discipline, any little bits of pieces?
It's in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
But I can't really say much. And I think in everything else, it's just school and... Yeah, R&L Productions is actually having an event on the 25th, around the 25th of June. The date is not confirmed yet, but you guys can check out our social media pages. It's RL_productionsZA on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, you guys can follow me on LeKN_ to see all the posters that I'll be posting up. The ZRF Media Networking Sessions poster is already up.
Fantastic. Yeah, okay, so it's quite a busy year ahead, and off to go and see what's going on in Lagos. That's awesome. Yeah. Candace, 2018 in a nutshell, what's happening?
2018 is a big year. I think it's more diversifying and expanding on what Candace Moody Sedler does. So the lecturing will still continue. I'll still be on television, hosting Yo TV, also in Generations The Legacy, which I start shooting again tomorrow.
Ooh.
I just got my call sheet. Very excited. But then also, what's really amazing, recently I partnered up with Fiori Paris as their brand ambassador. It's a makeup brand, which is great because I love looking pretty. So that as well. I'm also an ambassador for the Bravado Movement, which is about youth empowerment. And I'm part of the Lead a Young Woman Foundation and a campaign, which I'll be speaking at quite a lot. I have 3 talks that are scheduled. I'll put all of that on my social media.
Yeah.
More talks for me as well that I'll be having having some of my own. So a lot of motivational talks. And what else? What am I forgetting? I am going back to theatre, so I will be choreographing my own production. I will be putting on my own production, hopefully by the end of the year. But a lot more. My YouTube channel will also be up at some point in the year, hopefully by the end of February.
There we go.
But a lot of things are on the cards. You guys can look at my social media. All the information will be there. I'm always willing to share.
Always willing to share.
Okay. Not too much, you know, but
no.
Just enough.
We know what you're saying. There we go. Lovely. Well, guys, it's been fantastic having you in the studio joining us today. From outside Pride Factor Inspired Youth, we had a wonderful event at Life Purpose on Saturday in Rivonia. Our next event is for 3,000 people on Thursday, as well as 3,000 on Friday, called Technovation. It's in collaboration with the Gauteng Provincial Government, and that's going to be at Gallagher Estate. Then on the 15th of February, we are in Bloemfontein with the Men's Business Day. The 16th, we are in Bloemfontein with School Advancement Academy. And on 23rd and 24th, we are joining forces in Krugersdorp with the High School Career Expo. So come on down and check us out. All the stuff's available on the website, www.pridefactor.co.za. As I say, if you want to reach us on social media, everything is either at Pride Factor or at Inspired Youth, #InspiredYouthSA. But it has been a wonderful beautiful hour on air. Thank you very much to the kind folk at cliffcentral.com for hosting us. Thank you very much to Zarif Minty for managing everything that goes on here with my two fantastic guests.
Thank you.
Your words of wisdom in ending, what you have to say to your newly enhanced public and audience?
If you love it, go for it. The world is yours.
Short, sweet, straight to the point. Candace, words of wisdom for us, please.
Grow through what you go through.
Grow through what you... I'm learning so much.
There's a lesson and a blessing in everything, in every single thing. Yes.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on studio with us. Thank you so much
for
joining us.
It's really a pleasure on our side. Thank you.
Fantastic.
This is CliffCentral.com.